For more on all of this, let's bring in Quintin Peel. He is a specialist in European affairs at the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London. He joins us now. Thank you very much, Quintin. So there has been a lot of reaction to Obama's comments today, especially I'm thinking about the controversial reaction from London's Mayor Boris Johnson. Walk us through a little bit about what has been said.
Well, for a start, I think that the thing that needs to be said is he was much more outspoken than I think we expected him to be. That's President Obama. And the response has therefore been very sharp from those who are campaigning for Britain to leave Europe. So Boris Johnson, the mayor of London, essentially says Barack Obama is a hypocrite. America would never agree to give up its sovereignty in the way that it is recommending that the United Kingdom should give up its sovereignty as part of the European Union. And then he went on to question whether Barack Obama was really pro-British at all. He said he's part Kenyan, his father was Kenyan, and maybe he has a resentment about the British Empire. Pretty controversial stuff and treading very close to the line, I think, of politically acceptability. But it shows what an emotional issue this is, and that I think President Obama has really touched on a very sensitive question.
And to that point, do you think that the reaction has been too emotional, would you say? And what do you think Obama weighing in on this debate has done? I mean, clearly he is in the camp of British Prime Minister David Cameron, that perhaps this was an effort to support him. Do you think that it will indeed support him, or will it backfire?
It's a risk. It's a calculated risk, I think. Barack Obama is still very popular in Britain. The opinion polls suggest that his trust rating here is more than 70%, which is a good deal better than any British politician. So I think that he's using a clear popularity. He's normally very mild-mannered, very calm and very clear. And he's put this in a historical context where he's saying this is all about building peace on the European continent, and it's been a fantastic success story. Don't give it up now. And I think what he's revealed are two things. One, from an American perspective, and this is right across party lines in America, they really want Britain to remain in the European Union, both because they see Britain as being a helpful voice in dealing with Europe, and because they think that the shock of leaving would be very dangerous for world peace and for the global economy.